Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Good everybody. New Year's. Hey, Happy New Year. Do you hear me okay?
Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm doing great.
All right. All right. This is December 30th, 2022, the Andy and Amanda Show. It's Andy and Cornell, our show coordinator there on the East Coast. I'm in California, and we're just doing a quick 15-minute summary. End of the year kind of thing, I guess, Cornell, right? This is the last little brief of the year, right?
Yes, yes.
Man. And we talked about doing a whole series. We talked about doing a whole series of, 15-minute little briefs of new briefs and, you know, kind of talk about what's going on in the world real quick and getting in, getting out. And Amanda's under the weather. Of course, Amanda has, I don't know, flu or it's not COVID, but flu-like symptoms. She's been feeling pretty bad last week or so. You just broke up. I'm sorry. Say again.
Get well, Amanda. Get well.
You bet. You bet. Get well, Amanda. Yeah. Yeah. You know it. And
so
anyway,
Andy, for, I'm sorry.
Yeah. For New Year's, my wife and I are going to be joining some friends of ours.
Yes.
Some good friends of ours. One who has a, she's in my wife's field of, a professor of physical therapy. And her husband is has a boat. Actually, of course, they both have a boat up in Oxnard, California. And so we know them both from boating, which, as you know, I am a big advocate of, and my wife's profession. So we're going to be hanging out with them on New Year's Eve. You're probably low-key. I don't know if it's a party they're having or we're just going up there. I'm not really sure, but we're going to be hanging out with some friends. And, New Year's Eve has been a low-key thing for me the last few years. It's not like it used to be years ago when you have to go out, and party, Happy New Year, and all that crap. I don't get into that anymore, you know?
Well, I love the drinking part of New Year's Eve. You get to celebrate and be merry and happy. Oh, happy Hanukkah. I'm sorry for the guys that missed it. Hanukkah, you guys. Merry Christmas. All this stuff.
All that good stuff.
I was on a...
You know, So, we have some stuff happening in the news. Breaking news that happened today. Tragically, those four University of Idaho students that were killed in the morning wee hours, somebody came in and stabbed them to death, four people, about a month and a half ago. And we've been clueless as to who did this horrible, tragic thing. And they arrested today a graduate student at Washington State University in Pennsylvania. Allegedly, he's responsible for killing the four University of Idaho students in their off-campus home. And that was after a tragic, brutal attack that rattled a small college town, Moscow, Idaho. The guy's name is Brian, Bryan Kopenberg, spelled Kohberger, 28 years old, a PhD student. He's been charged with four counts of first-degree murder as well as felony burglary. And here's the kind of interesting thing. This guy already has a master's degree and was studying for a PhD in criminology, criminal justice, and a thesis project or a research project he was involved in is the emotional state. What happens emotionally when somebody commits a devastating crime? And almost like I'm thinking of the movie Hannibal Lecter, he's that sick. He went off the deep end and wanted, and he's a PhD student. This guy's already has a master's, advanced PhD student. And that was his research project. And whether he acted upon his research project to see, how he got to Moscow into this house where these people lived is beyond, I don't know. But the DNA and spotting the car at the wee hours in the morning in Moscow, Idaho, was, partly how they found this guy. But it's tragedies for the families and these poor people, these two girls, three girls and a guy that were just tragically murdered in their house. And I'm glad they got the guy who did it. Yeah, unreal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
People are sick.
Sick. Yeah, absolutely. And so that just happened today. You want something interesting? This came up too. In Indonesia, they passed a very controversial amendment to its criminal code early this month. And one aspect of that, above all others, dominated the headlines around the world, especially the headlines here on the Andy and Amanda Show, which is the criminalization of having sex outside of marriage. It's a crime there now.
Really? I got to be a lot of Americans get locked up.
Tourism figures warned it would not put foreigners off visiting and hurt Indonesia's global reputation. You know, so if you're visiting and you're with boyfriend and girlfriend and you're going to, you know, Indonesia, you know, you're not going to get, you know, and who's going to know anyway? I don't know. Anyway, but it's amazing that the country welcomes. They have over 15 million international travelers every year before the pandemic, and recently held the G20 meeting, the global climate meeting, for the first time in its history. But anyway, tourists will not be charged. But if you're an Indonesian citizen and you have sex outside of marriage, you go to jail for a year.
Andy, I got a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
How about American go over there and have sex with an Indonesian? Would they go to jail?
The Indonesian might, not the American, though.
That's what you call a quickie.
Oh, my. So, anyway, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was awesome, man. I got a lot of things that my wife gave me. I got a lot of gift cards and everything, you know, to Panda Express. Panda Express, are you listening? Sponsors for that. Mm-hmm. I had a great Christmas, just relaxed, watch a couple old cowboy flicks and, you know, listen to music like I always do.
Well, good for you. Good for you. We ended up, you know, my birthday is the day after Christmas. And we're hanging around, my two daughters, my wife and I, and we're hanging around doing gifts. And just, we have a leisurely, you know, we get to gifts later in the day, and we kind of hang out. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful family time. And as you know, my birthday is the day after Christmas, and usually we keep them separate.
Happy
Sometimes
birthday.
They'll give me, like, an advance. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. But usually, you know, every once in a while, I get a couple birthday gifts or a couple cards, whatever we do on Christmas, and then we do, you know, celebration on my birthday, of course. And my wife wanted to give me a early present on my birthday, and I said, no, why don't we, you know, do it tomorrow? So I'm just going to give you one now, you know, just one gift now. I want to give it to you now. I said, okay, all right, give me the one gift. So she presents me with this a wrap, a gift, and a card, and the card says. It says a mountain getaway ? And I'm reading this card and I'm like, yeah, that sounds wonderful. Like, yeah, a mountain getaway? Sure. Let's do it. When? She's like, now. I'm like, what? And then I open up the gift and it's a framed picture, I guess she got from the internet, of the inside of the cabin that she and the girls had rented for a couple of days with the foos table inside and, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful cabin up in Bear Mountain, Big Bear. But the wedding is, you know,
wow.
Big Bear.
Yeah, my man. Yeah.
But we went up and we lift tickets are expensive up there. I guess everywhere in California, like almost $150 a day. And if it's your birthday, you get a free lift ticket. And there's a store down in the ski village that if it's your birthday, you get free equipment. So I got free equipment and a free lift ticket. And we spent my birthday skiing and just had a wonderful time. And on Christmas night, we were up there. You know, we drove up Christmas. It was windy, incredible drive all the way up to the top of the mountains there. And we all went to this incredible a big bar restaurant called Whiskey Dave's. And they had a big stage and karaoke. And my daughters were up there doing karaoke. And my wife, Sue, got up there and did karaoke. I even did a Bob Dylan song karaoke. But my daughters were ripping it up, man. And Justine was just absolutely had the place going. She did everything. It was wonderful. We had such – and we all were drinking. We drank all night long, Christmas night. My whole family. We were just – it was so much fun, so much fun. And then we got up Monday, and we all went skiing for the day. And, you know, it was just great. And then we checked out on Tuesday and hung around the ski village for a while and came on back. But I got to tell you, it was one of the best Christmas birthdays I've had in a long, long, long time. Just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time. And what a surprise. You know, what an amazing surprise. Hey, mountain getaway. I'm like, yeah, when? She's like, now. So, you know, we're leaving in an hour. I'm like, what? Go pack. And we stopped by my mom's real quick and, you know, hung out with her. And then we drove on up to the mountains. And it was just wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice,
great,
nice.
Great. One of the best. Absolutely one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Really if everybody nice. Go on to social media, the Andy and Amanda show, Andy and Amanda, everything. Just Google Andy and Amanda. You can see all the pictures of Andy and his family enjoying paying.
Yeah. I also want to remind our listeners that I do have a new single out of the cover tune, Mr. Bojangles. It's really cool. I've got a lot of tunes out there. I got records and singles and live performances that are all over the internet and recorded performances and recorded records that are out and available at Amazon, Spotify, you know, wherever you get records. And I appreciate that's how my income right now is produced. Actually, it's been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years playing music professionally. But you can look up Andy Kimball and download my music. But the latest single is a version of Mr. Bojangles, which you heard, Cornell, right? I forwarded it to you.
Of course. Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. And I encourage our listeners, everybody hearing this, to please go to Amazon or, you know, wherever you might buy or download your music from Andy Kimball and my version of the classic tune, Mr. Bojangles, written by Jerry Jeff Walker back in the early 70s. And I kind of do I really like what I did with it. You know, a lot of people have covered that tune, Mr. Bojangles, from Sammy Davis Jr. to George Burns to David Bromberg. I mean, I think it's 600 covers of that tune or something like that. And along comes Andy Kimball and does one too. But I really like what I did with the tune. And if I like it, I'm hoping fans and listeners of the show and people will just check it out at least and, you know, enjoy it. And it costs $1 to buy it or something like that. So please do. Thank you. Anyway, moving right along. Yeah.
It's a song, guys. You have to just Google Andy Kimball and he'll come up.
Yeah.
You'll see his whole track.
Yeah. See? Absolutely.
See?
Enjoy.
Definitely.
These are miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
No,
you're talking about minutes of shine. Oh my God.
Salty, man. You know? God.
Oh my gosh. I thought I was over with that guy in 2022. Maybe we'll see him back to the street, right?
Yeah, we might. Do you know what let me see what they're doing for work now.
Sex so much, but you know, there are days when you just don't want to go to work.
Yeah, over the holidays a lot of people have been, it's really hard to go to, you know, enjoy the time with their friends and family and hanging out and doing some shopping and all this kind of thing and returning to any kind of work, including that work. But anyway,
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Work.
Hey, Cornell.
Yes.
We asked the listeners over 2022 what the most popular question is for our show crew, and this is the one that came up.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Actually, I see them every single night. Definitely, I believe in them. I think I'm a ghost.
you wouldn't be something. If
it's a Democrat hoax.
No,
definitely. Oh man,
yeah.
This is a great show, man. We got everything out. What we needed to do. I love it.
Didn't we? We got some news. I'm wondering if discuss this after the new year. If Trump is going to be indicted on January 6th, 1 year since the insurrection from his attempted coup attempt to keep him in power. You know, we don't know. We'll see. January 6th will be a year. I can't believe it'll be a year. I can't believe it. Remember, this also happened. Remember this? The highlight of the year?
G.I.J. の joke だったんです。
Remember that?
Yes. Yes, I remember all that. That was shocking. Mm. I'm still a fan of Will Smith. He's a great actor.
Mm. You guys are not serious.
Well, yes, he's good at it.
yeah. Lovely day.
Well, we got to go. We got 30 seconds. This is our New Year's, you know, our brief. You know, so much going on in the world today. Russia, Ukraine. Of course, Ukraine suffered an incredible missile attack recently. Some people got killed, very few, but still is an amazing devastation. Russia's going after their infrastructure since they're getting beat on the front lines. So they're trying to knock out their power, the water, and so forth. Anyway, we'll talk about all this stuff as we enter the new year, 2023, right around the corner. Thank you, everybody, for popping by, listening to this quick brief. Cornell, wish everybody Happy New Year. We're out of here.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, Amanda.
Yes, everybody. Yeah, Amanda. I hope Amanda feels a whole lot better. You know, she's been under the weather. Yeah, but
only on the Andy Mandy show.
Andy Mandy show. Actually, the on air. This is a radio show, folks. Not produced, but our phone number on the Wednesday Eastern Standard Time is 515-605-9888. Monday till holiday, we will not be with you. 515-605-9888. And Cornell, you and I are still on the podcast portion of the show, even though we're not broadcasting live anymore. We're still here.
Good.
Isn't that something?
Good.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
That's
good. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. We're still on the podcast. Podbean.
Yeah. And so iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Alexa, Chrome, Anchor, that distribute podcast. Thank you. It's been wonderful. Our listeners went up 80,000 over the past quarter. Over podcast. I think 100-some thousand. Yeah.
Wow. You're fading.
Yeah. I might cut out.
Yes. I guess it's time to end.
Yeah. All right. We'll get out of here. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful, happy, and most importantly, healthy, fun, packed, enjoyable 2023. And we're signing out of our 2022 year here on the Andy Mander Show. You got Andy Kimball here and our show coordinator, Cornell Butler. And on behalf of Amanda Love, who's under the weather, we wish everybody a great new year. Thank you for chiming in this year, 2022. We're entering our third year of doing this show, almost 500 episodes now. And we want to thank you all who's ever tuned in and chimed in to our craziness.
Yes. Six.
Yes. Yes.
Today for me is a very good day.
Every day is.
Woo!
You bet. Yes.
And every night.
And every night. But we'll get out of here. Maybe I'll play a tune. Maybe I'll play a song here.
The Bojangles. Play your tune.
I don't know if I have it on here. Do I? Did I play it on here before?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I have it queued up. That would be great to do, but I don't know if I have it. Yeah, I do. I have it. Let's end the show with my Andy Kimball's version. That's me. Wishing everybody a great, great new year again. Yep. Adios. We're out of here. See you in 2023, everybody. Enjoy. Here's
bye-bye.
Mr. Bojangles. Bye-bye. Mr. Bojangles.
years I was talking to him. They traveled about, and the dog up and died. Yeah, he up and died. And after 20 years, he still grieves. And Mr. Bojangles, chance at honky tonks, more drinks and tips.